This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, everybody. What's up? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast and another Fast Track Friday here on the show. Well, this is where I look back at this week's episodes and see if there's any themes that are common or themes I just like to expand upon a little bit and some strategies that have helped me and some of my students. Today, I want to talk about jazz solos that you should learn, right? This is a big practice that a lot of jazz educators are going to suggest, learning solos from the greats or from whomever you like, just to learn more jazz language and understand how to speak the jazz language, right? In last episode, we talked about how do I tell a story with my solo, and the Anthony, who asked the question, wanted to know some solos that did tell good stories and that were worth checking out and learning. And so in the spirit of that, I'd like to continue that and talk about 10 jazz solos worth learning and getting under your fingers, whether it be parts of them, whether it be all of them, whether it be one chorus. I mean, you fill in the blank what's useful to you, but these are excellent solos. I'll go over each one and tell you why. Number one is Miles Davis's solo on So What. So What, for a lot of us, like we know that tune. It's just D minor, E flat minor. It's a modal tune. And this is a great entry-level jazz solo to learn. Just has a lot of really simple language in it, using a lot of modal playing. It's accessible. It's not hard to learn. But what's really great about it is how melodic it is and the storytelling elements that are within this solo. So if you want to learn how to play really simple ideas, great melody, or if you're someone who's just trying to figure out, like, hey, how do I learn songs by ear? Here's a good starting one. Number two is Miles Davis's solo on Freddie Freeloader. So same album as So What. It's off of the Kind of Blue album. Freddie Freeloader is, of course, a blues. And so always a good idea to, you know, learn language over a blues. Blues is a great investment of your time to really get into, like, get really good at playing jazz blues. It's going to pay dividends for all the other jazz standards. And so in the same spirit as So What, Miles Davis plays very simple ideas that are fairly easy to grasp. In fact, this is one of the solos I recommend in our 30 Steps to Better Jazz Playing course that we have in our Inner Circle membership, because it's not hard to learn in general for most people, another good entry-level tune, but a great lesson on using simple ideas to create melodicism and flow in a solo. So Miles Davis's Freddie Freeloader. Number three is Charlie Parker's solo on Now Is the Time. Okay, Now Is the Time. Now Is the Time is another blues, okay? It's another blues in concert F. But of course, this is where you get the opportunity to learn some bebop language, right? Bebop being such an important element of jazz language today. And this is really a great lesson on how to take just a blues, but create these intricate melodies within them. It's not too long of a solo, right? Because back then, all the recordings were fairly short for commercial purposes, I believe. And so it's not that long to learn. It's not easy to learn by any stretch either. So definitely check out some slow downers, right? We talked about software that you use earlier on in this week. And slow downers are one that I highly recommend, especially when learning like bebop solos and stuff that's a little bit faster or more angular. That can be a really great tool for you. So Charlie Parker's Now Is the Time. Number four is Sonny Rollins' solo on St. Thomas. This is from the Saxophone Colossus album. So St. Thomas. First of all, St. Thomas, the song form isn't actually that difficult. The chord progressions aren't that difficult. Yet I still find this one a little bit difficult to improvise over for some reason. We did study this once in our 1 month in our Inner Circle membership. And I remember feeling that. I remember feeling like it's deceptively easy, but deceptively hard at the same time. But really the reason to learn this solo, or part of it anyways, is the nature of which Sonny Rollins builds a solo. He starts out very sparse, very rhythmic, very syncopated. It sounds awesome, really drives the groove. But then all of a sudden he breaks out into these long flowing eighth note lines that perfectly weave in and out of the changes. It just sounds genius, honestly. So that's a great one to grab stuff from for sure. And of course, St. Thomas has a lot of 1-6-2-5s in it. And that chord progression is going to come up all the time in jazz standards. So it's a win, 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 win. So Sonny Rollins, St. Thomas. Number five is John Coltrane's solo on My Shining Hour. Okay. Of the John Coltrane solos that you can learn, this is one of the easier ones to learn, the one on My Shining Hour. I once learned this entire solo, and then I learned the first chorus in all 12 keys. That's how obsessed I got over the solo, because it's so melodic, tells a great story. It just sounds great. And once again, it's accessible to learn. And I want you to keep in mind too, like most of everybody understands and knows that I'm a guitar player, but notice how like none of these solos are guitar solos at all. none of these jazz solos are guitar solos, right? If you're a piano player, you should learn guitar solos. If you're a saxophone player, you should learn piano solos. Everybody should learn every kind of solo, because it's a different perspective and it's all different things you can learn and how to play the language of jazz. So like jazz shouldn't just be a guitar thing for guitar players and a piano thing for piano players. Yes, you should learn from other guitar players and other piano players and other sax players, but learn from everybody. That's how you're going to become a great all-around musician. Okay, so that's John Coltrane's My Shining Hour. Number six is Wynton Kelly's solo on Freddie Freeloader. So same track as the Miles Davis solo. Wynton Kelly's solo is actually the first jazz solo I ever learned, piano player solo. Great solo for piano players to learn. Great solo for any instrument to learn. Just the way he approaches the blues there, the simplicity of it, the motivic development of it. It's just a great solo all around. Again, it's a blues, so win, 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 win whenever you learn a blues. All right, the next one is number seven is Hank Mobley's solo on Someday My Prince Will Come. So saxophonist Hank Mobley, one of my favorite saxophone players, honestly, when it comes to jazz, because of his thematic approach and the way that he repeats his own ideas over and over and over again in his solos. Obviously his Soul Train album is the holy grail as far as like what Hank Mobley can do. But on Miles Davis's Someday My Prince Will Come track, where he's playing alongside, of course, Miles, and he's playing alongside Coltrane and all those people, his solo stands out. I learned this solo once a long time ago, and it's just a great way to see how can I play over Someday My Prince Will Come, but repeat the same ideas over and over again in different ways. So great solo for that reason. Not too hard to learn, in my opinion. So check that one out. The solo number eight is Gene Ammons' solo on There Is No Greater Love. So Gene Ammons, saxophonist. This There Is No Greater Love track is, I think the album's, is it just called Sonny Stitt and Gene Ammons? Or is it called There Is No Greater? Maybe the album is called There Is No Greater Love. I can't remember, but either way, it's the one with Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt. And honestly, Sonny Stitt, I could have easily just named Sonny Stitt's solo as well, but I'm going to name him next for a different one. So There Is No Greater Love. First of all, that's just an important jazz standard to know. A lot of great language there. Just bluesy, simple playing, but playing the changes. So a great one to learn. Solo number eight is Sonny Stitt's solo on the Sunny Side of the Street. Okay, so this comes off of that Sunny Side Up album. It's got Dizzy Gillespie, it's got Sonny Rollins, it's got Sonny Stitt on it. And on the Sunny Side of the Street It's an iconic recording, right? Everybody knows it. Remember, like, Dizzy Gillespie sings near the end, grabbing up your hats, coats, boots, everything. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Go street going by and by. Just direct your feet. Cue the beat on the sunny side of the street. Right? You know what I'm talking about, right? That track. I mean, Sonny's, all the solos are so good on that one that it's, like, difficult to say Sonny's is better. It's just, it's a good solo as far as developing and telling a story, and it just swings hard. So definitely a good one to listen to and learn. Last but not least, solo number 10 is Chet Baker's solo on It Could Happen to You. And to be specific, Chet Baker is singing on this track. He's not playing his trumpet, although you would be well served to learn any of his trumpet solos as far as wanting to be able to play very lyrical stuff. But I suggest this one, his solo that he vocalizes on It Could Happen to You, literally because it's a great example of someone who has inside of him great musical ideas, that he doesn't need his instrument to play some very raw, organic, great music. And so learning his, to be honest, on this one, I haven't actually learned this solo. However, I would highly recommend learning it because it's great jazz language, but it's really raw stuff, right? It's coming from someone who also plays trumpet. And as a result, you're getting some really organic material to work with. And it sounds awesome, of course. That goes without saying. So those are some really good jazz solos to consider. Obviously, there are hundreds more. We're not going to name hundreds of them. These are just 10 to consider that I've picked out for a range of reasons that you might find are valid for you. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode, all for this week's episodes, and all for today's Fast Track Friday episode. As always, remember that knowledge without action is not knowledge at all, and that a lot of practice time isn't near as good as just a little bit of practice time. And as I always like to ask here at the end of the week, if you've been finding this show valuable, you've been enjoying it, if you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, do me a quick favor and just quickly hit the 5-star rating and review button on either one of those podcast platforms. It's just a way to kind of give your vote of like, yes, I like this podcast. And the next time someone sees it comes up in their feed and sees that there's quite a few people that really are getting benefit from this podcast, it just is more likely that they will consider listening to the podcast as well. So it's just a really simple thing that you can do that takes a few seconds that does actually help out. But if you really like to go the extra mile, I would love it if you would share this podcast with a friend on social media or by email, sending it to a friend, anyone who you think this could help. I always like to say that, like, when you help someone else and you add value to someone else's life, they find you more valuable, right? They like you more, which is kind of a cool little side benefit, I guess, of sharing something with someone else. But of course, it helps out the podcast too. So greatly appreciate that. We're going to be coming out another great set of episodes next week. So as always, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and we'll see you back then. Cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask, or find the link in today's show notes.